Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Like, that was the conclusion of the centurion and those who were with him, who just witnessed Jesus die on a cross. And they see all that happens after that, including this earthquake and what took place, and they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." They saw at this moment who Jesus was in his death on the cross. I just think about 2 Corinthians 4:4-6. It talks about how the God of this world, little g God of this world, has blinded the minds of unbelievers from seeing who Jesus is. Verse 5 says, "We preach Christ." And verse 6 in 2 Corinthians 4 talks about how God shines light in our hearts so that our eyes are open to see the glory of God in the face of Christ. Like, this is a supernatural, eye-opening work that God does by his grace. And he did it in this centurion's life and those who were with him in this way. Like, truly, this was the Son of God, just bringing them to that realization. And I just want to lead us to pray that people in our lives, in our families, our spheres of influence, who don't know who Jesus is, that God would do this work. God would open their eyes. God, we pray right now, 2 Corinthians 4:4-6, based on Matthew chapter 27, verse 54, knowing that the God of this world, little g God of this world, that Satan, the adversary, is blinding minds all around us of family members, of friends, of neighbors, co-workers, and people right around us, and people around us in our cities, and people far from us. To think about praying for the unreached of the day today, for the Nosu in East Asia. So many millions scattered throughout remote regions who have never even heard the good news about who Jesus is and what Jesus did on the cross. God, we pray for all of these people, from people in our homes to people far from our homes. Open eyes today, we pray. God, would today be the day? God, we pray that today would be the day for a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter or a mom or a dad or a grandparent or aunt or uncle, somebody in our family we've been praying for so long. God, would today be the day you open their eyes, unblind their eyes, help them to see your glory in the face of Jesus. God, we pray for that for our friends we've been praying for neighbors around us that we've shared the gospel with, for co-workers that we've shared the gospel with. Would today be the day? We're thinking of all kinds of names, even right now in our minds. God, make today the day, we pray. And then, oh God, we pray for people far from us. Would today be the day that the Nosu are reached with the gospel, that Nosu men and women and children hear the good news of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for the first time. God, please make today the day. Open eyes that people might say, confess today, truly Jesus is the Son of God. And we pray that you would give us boldness today to share this gospel, to share this truth, to share this reality, to show people who Jesus is. And we pray that you would open eyes, that they might know you, Jesus, as the one who has died on the cross for our sins and risen from the dead in victory over the grave, that they might know you are the Christ, the Savior, the Lord, the Son of God. Bring it about, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.